Take your Bible and turn to James chapter number 1. James chapter number 1. James chapter number 1. I want to look at one verse tonight if God will be our help. James chapter number 1 and verse number 25. The Bible says, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help, as we look to this coming Friday, a couple days, is going to be the 4th of July, when we celebrate liberty and freedom. But I want to preach just a few minutes tonight on this thought, true liberty and freedom. True liberty and freedom. As we look at the Word of God and we look at the God of the Word, we see the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see Him as He hangs on the cross on Golgotha. And the last three words that He says as He hung on the cross is, "It is finished." Amen? It is finished. Now, He's not talking about His suffering, although it was great. He was not talking about His life, though it was a magnificent life that was lived. A short 33 and a half years, but it was a magnificent life that got the attention of everybody around Him. And what a glorious life it was. It wasn't that He's talking about being finished. It wasn't the service that He had tried to perform for His Heavenly Father and for you and I. But it was a wonderful, glorious service that He done in honor of the Father. And it was a glorious service that He done in honor of you and I, that through Him we might be saved. What a glorious thing it was. But what He was talking about when he said, "It is finished," He was talking about that special work of redemption that He had accomplished for you and I. A work of redemption that only Jesus Christ could accomplish. That spotless Lamb of God that shed His blood, praise God, and died for our sins on the cross of Calvary. Amen? But now we see that and we know all the facts, but the fact will not save us. Amen? Facts won't save you. You can know all the facts there is to know and still be lost. Amen? Jesus died on the cross. Amen? We know that. We know that. But that is not what saves a man. Amen? Jesus shed His blood, praise God, for you and I. But that's not what saves you and I. Amen? Now stay with me tonight. Don't quit on me. I'm going somewhere with this. Because it's almost contrary to what we believe in the day where we live. It wasn't He died, it wasn't He shed blood, and it wasn't that He rose from the dead that saved us. Amen? Those was glorious and wonderful things. It was things that had to be done. Amen. That was things that had to be done. But true liberty and freedom comes to me and you when we receive what He done for us and when we believe what He done for us. Amen. We can have head knowledge so our head blows up and still die lost without God. Amen. It takes that receiving what He tells us, receiving what we know, receiving those facts from the portals of glory and making them real in our life, believing on Him, receiving what He shared with us, what He shared for us. Amen. That's what makes the difference. It's what He did on the cross of Calvary, and whether or not we believe what He did. If you look over in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, the Bible tells us in verse number 3, Paul's talking to the church of Corinth, amen, and I believe this was by a body of believers. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3, Paul says, For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also what? Received. Amen. What made Paul who Paul was is what Paul had received. It wasn't what he knew. Hey, before Paul ever knew the Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, he had a wealth of knowledge. His head was full of knowledge. The law and the prophets, he knew all that by heart. Amen. But what changed Paul's life forever, praise God, on the road to Damascus, is when he met the living Savior, glory, hallelujah. When he received in his heart that he had knew in his head. Amen. So why do you think Paul got so tore up on the road to or when Stephen was when Stephen was killed and he was holding his clothes, and afterwards in chapter 9 he said how he was tore up and tore out of frame over what had happened when Stephen was rocked to sleep. It's because what he knew from the Scriptures, what God had revealed from to him. He said, I delivered unto you first of all that which I have also received. How that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Now what he's telling us here is something that we can know for a fact. Amen? We can know for a fact. How can we know it for a fact, Brother Charles? Because God said so. Amen? If God said so, Brother Bobby, I believe it, don't you? Amen. I believe every word God says. Praise His name. He said, you see how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And that He was buried, and that He arose again the third day. How do we know that? Because it's a fact. Because it's according to the Scriptures. Because God said so. So we have facts to build upon. Liberty and freedom come, praise God, from receiving the facts that we know. Amen? If we could, Brother Bobby, if we could be more confident in the facts that we know, we could be more confident in the witness that we have in the world. It wouldn't matter who we were talking to, whether we were talking to paupers or whether we was talking to President Trump. Amen? We could have the same. I'd love to talk to him for about an hour. Amen? I wouldn't be talking politics. I'd be talking Jesus. See, he's got just enough biblical knowledge to make him dangerous. I'd like to talk to him and fill his ear, praise God, about how a Christian ought to behave. Amen. And I know I'm not getting into politics, and I know we don't vote for him to be our pastor. We vote for him to be the leader of our country. Amen. But we need a solid foundation on which to build. Because a lot of decisions from my house to the White House need to be made according to what thus says the Word of God. We need to stand upon the facts, praise God, as God lays them out for us. That's what makes a difference. That's where the rubber meets the road. Because Paul would tell them here, if you go back into 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 1, he says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have what? Received. And wherein ye stand." Amen? So he said, hey, he said, listen. He said, brethren, he said, I want to just declare this to you. The gospel that I preached, the gospel that you received, and it's the gospel that you're standing on. Amen. If we receive it and we stand on it, praise God, it's hard to be moved. Amen. The devil would like to. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that'll help us to stay fast, steadfast and unmovable. But look at verse number 2. He said, "By which also ye are saved." Amen? So we have receiving, and we have believing, and we have standing, and that's the definition of salvation. Amen? Where we believe, where we receive, and where we stand. I'm afraid tonight there's a lot of people that true liberty and freedom comes in believing on Lord Jesus Christ and standing upon what we know about Him, the facts that Jesus Christ came and He lived, He died, and He arose, praise God, victorious over death and the grave, so we could rise up too. We're to rise up in victory and just shout the praises tonight because of who He is. He said, "By which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain." I hope there's no vain believers here today. I hope we believe, praise God, in truth, standing upon it, praise God. We've received it, and we've standing upon it, trusting in Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Why? Because it was given to us. Our liberty and freedom, true liberty and freedom, comes from God Almighty. It's a gift from God. Man can't give you that. Now, there's a lot of folks, praise God, that's bled and died and shed their lives, amen, for life's blood for the United States of America so that we can have this opportunity tonight. And what a privilege and honor to be able to stand in a church house in the United States of America in Western North Carolina and look at the Word of God and praise the Lord God of heaven and come together and assemble together and encourage each other, edify each other, witness for each other, encourage each other because God Almighty, because God did that for you and I. Amen. God did that. Praise the Lord. I'm glad He did. Bless His name. He said, unless you have believed and blamed. He said, keep in memory. Remember what God did for you. Amen. Remember over in Ephesians, He talks about that gift that was given to us. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 8. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 8. He says, for by grace you are saved through faith. That's that unspeakable gift of God. Amen? That grace, unmerited favor of God. God showed us favor. Now, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. A fact. Amen? And while we were yet sinners, praise God, He went to a borrowed tomb. And while we were yet sinners, rose from the dead. A fact. And Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2 for by grace are you saved through faith. That's a fact. Amen. Today, yesterday, tomorrow, and forever, the only way you can be saved is by grace of God. And for by grace are you saved through your faith. Amen. Faith is what saves you. You say, well, preacher, if I hadn't, you didn't do nothing. God did it all. Amen? Think about that a minute. God did it all. He said, for by grace you're saved through faith, and not of yourselves. In other words, He said, you had nothing to do with it. He said, wait a minute, preacher. I had to have faith. I had to believe. No. You had to receive the gift of God of grace, praise God, and He give us an abundance of faith to be able to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe the facts that God gives us so that we can know the truth and be made free. Amen. Glory to God. By grace you're saved through faith, and then that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Where does it come from? It comes from God. It's a present from glory. Amen. Hey, do you ever think about that? On the night, the day, the morning, the time, the dare, the hour, whatever, when you got saved by the marvelous grace of God, it was just a gift that come to you. You couldn't pay for it. You couldn't get to it. You couldn't search it out. But God Almighty come to where you was. Amen. He come to where I was. Amen. And His grace manifested itself upon me. His faith poured out. He gave me an abundance of faith to believe. Amen. The facts. The facts were established. And God, in His grace, praise God, He gave me faith to believe the facts. Amen. According to His precious word. Why? Because God said so. And I believe it. Amen. That's what makes the difference. God said it and I believe it. He said, not of works, lest any man should boast. He said, God did it that way on purpose. Because if you and I had any part in it, we'd be bragging about what we did. Amen. If you're saved today, it's not about anything that you did. Now, we like to tell the story. Amen. You know where we were back there about where Brother Bobby is and the Holy Ghost of God come upon us. We was shaking all over like a leaf on a tree. And we come out of there. We slid old-fashioned altar and said, oh, God, please forgive me a sinner. Weeping, crying, and praise God. Felt like 1,000 tons of water and come up light as a feather. Amen. But God did that.
Amen.
Without God, we didn't have enough sense to know that we needed it. But because of the facts, what about a God, Brother Bobby, that give us enough facts to make an informed decision and choose Him?
Amen.
He knew what He was doing. I'm glad He did. Amen. Brother Kevin, I wonder why He chose me. A lot of times I wonder why He chose me. But praise God, I'm glad that He did. Amen. I'm glad He did. I wouldn't take nothing for the journey now. Praise God. He's been so good to me. Praise God. But it's through His works, through grace, through faith, to believe on Him. Jesus said it best when He was trying to comfort the disciples. Now He's getting ready to go out of here. In John 14, He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." They were troubled. They were in despair. The Savior, praise God, the Anointed with the Messiah of God, had come into their presence. And He's telling them, I've got to go away. And I said, well, wait a minute, the kingdom hasn't come yet, all this stuff, and you got to go away? Something that 2 and 2 is not equal in 4. Amen? But Jesus said, let your heart be troubled. Now listen, He said, you believe in God? Do you believe in God? Amen. He said, you believe in God. He took it as a given that these fellows believed. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Amen. Fact. Praise the Lord. Fact. Amen. He said, look at me, here I am. The Messiah God, the anointed one of heaven. Praise God. Yeah, in the flesh. Praise His name. What a blessing. Thank you, fellas. You guys got their motorcycles off, pushed them by the church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord's working. Saving old sinners. Praise God. Amen. We got to go visit one of the little old boys. We was passing out flowers. Pulled up out of the yard, but he was kind of a standoffish because he knew where he'd been. Kind of like us, but praise God we left. We were friends. Amen. Praise the Lord. God's still on the throne. He's still making. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Amen. He said, it's a fact. He said, don't you see me standing before you? He said, you believe in God, believe in the one that you see. Trust in me, praise the Lord. I will make the difference. I will be that difference. He said, my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, but I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. Amen. Of course, Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where I go. How can we know the way? Jesus said, verse 6, Thomas said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. He said, that's a fact. True liberty, true freedom come from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is the way. Praise God. We don't run on our feelings, and praise God, we run on facts. What God tells us, what we know about Him. Amen. You get to running on feeling let you down. Amen. I said you get to running on feeling will let you down. I'm saying that's what we do a lot of time in churches. We get to running on feeling, on emotions. And when the emotions ain't there, it's like it's cold and indifferent, so we just go find somewhere else where the emotions are rolling. But when we come looking for facts, praise God, God begins to build us up in facts. Amen. When our emotions lead us to thinking, praise God, or leads our thinking, we begin to do a kind of like a vicious cycle. When you start running on your emotions. But we need to run on facts, what thus says the Word of God, and build our lives and things on that instead of running on emotions. Emotions will let you down. Amen? Because your emotions affect your feelings. Right? Come on now. I ain't the only one that does. Your emotion will affect your feelings. Amen? And then your feelings will affect your behavior. You know how we act. Have you ever noticed this funny thing that we get the running on our feelings and our emotions and our feelings, and the first thing you know, praise God, you'll have folks that'll get upset and they'll kick out of church. They'll kick out on God. They quit the Lord. I have a question. What did the Lord do to you? But other than just love you and be good to you. Amen? We can't run on our emotions. We can't run on our feelings. We have to run on our facts, what we know. Amen? That's what makes a difference. That's what's steadfast. That's what's unmovable. Praise God. The facts that we know, John 3:16, that God so loved the world. Amen? So loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's a fact. Amen. I know because God said it. We also know the fact that Luke 19:10 says that Jesus came to seek and to save that was lost. Amen. That's a fact. The Lord come looking for old lost sinners. Praise God. So that He might save them. Praise His name. Amen. So we need to put our faith in our facts. What we know about the Lord Jesus Christ. Feeling. Amen. Remember I told you about the feeling, faith, and facts? The little things that three women went for a walk on a wall. Feeling, faith, and fact. Feeling had a mighty fall and faith was taken back. But faith stood strong upon the wall and stabilized and pulled faith back. And when faith come back, He brought back feeling too. Amen? Praise God. And they were on what? But praise God, it's not about fact. It's not about feeling, but it's about facts. It's about what we know. It's about the God that we know. Amen. And our faith, praise God, that we stand upon because of what we know. In other words, we put our faith in the facts. Look at 2 Corinthians. He tells us how we do that. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 14. He said, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead." I would think so. Amen? If one died for all, then we all had to be dead. Everyone. "And that He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves." Now watch this. "But unto Him which died for them and rose again." Amen? He said, so we don't live unto ourselves. He said, we live unto the facts, what we know. That Jesus died and rose again. And because He did, praise God, that we can rise up in newness of life in Him. He gives us that. He said, "Wherefore henceforth now we know we no man after the flesh. Yea, but though we have known Christ after flesh, yet now henceforth know we Him no more." Now what He's talking about here, that verse is, for a long time that verse really confused me. You heard me by reading, I can't even read it right. But it was really confusing me. I was trying to figure out, we knew Him, but now we don't know Him, but we ought to know Him because we knew Him. But what He's saying, we don't know Him like we used to. He said, there was a time when we knew Him in the flesh, but now we don't know Him in the flesh. We know Him in the Spirit. Amen. We know Him in the Spirit. It's a spiritual relationship. Something changed. Amen. He said, verse number 17, now watch this. He said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." Amen? If you've truly been born again, truly been saved, then you're a new creature, a new creation, a new person. Let that sink in. Amen? I question myself all the time. Of course, I ought to, right? I question myself all the time. I said, am I a new person? Am I being renewed in my spirit? Am I asking and allowing God to change me? Amen. To manufacture His righteousness in me. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Now watch this. I said, old things are passed away. Those old lifestyles, those old habits, they're gone. Amen? They are absolutely gone. When I was a young man, I used to love the woods. I still like the woods, but it's a total different thing now. Now I just take my little Bible and go out there and sit in the woods to get away from everything. Amen? Before, I was chasing critters in the woods. Amen? A lot of times I was chasing critters with a fishing pole. I'm just being honest. I used to chase them like crazy. I was obsessed. Amen, praise God, with all the God's little creatures. I loved them. They're very tasty. Amen. They're good. They're fun. They said all old things are passed away. The old lifestyle, those old desires, they begin to change. And that happens too as we get older. As we get older, sir, our lifestyles and things begin to change. It's not necessarily because we want to, but just because we have to. Amen. We just can't do the things that we used to do. But we also have different desires. Amen. More heavenly. He said, old things are passed away, and behold, pay attention. He said, all things are become new. He said, those are caused to be new. They're not everything ain't the way that it used to be, because God's still working on us. He's manifesting Himself in our hearts and our lives. And true liberty, true freedom comes from the facts that we know. And God begins to instill these facts in us. And He tells us, me and you, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Are you new today? Amen. A little different, a little peculiar, isolated from the world. I don't fit in. Amen. We went to my wife's cousin's daughter's graduation, and they was playing music. And honest to goodness, I don't know where they got it. This younger generation, they've lost their minds. Amen. You can't understand a word that it says. And to beat you, I mean, it's just incomprehensible. It don't make no sense. Now, every now and then, they had a DJ there, and every now and then that DJ would throw one of them old ones out, you know, from the 60s and the 70s. It would slow down enough where I could actually understand what they were saying. But my mindset, God just won't let, I guess maybe because I'm half deaf, He won't let me even understand what they're saying. That's a blessing. Amen. That is a blessing. This rap gospel, there is no such a thing. God wouldn't have nothing to do with that. Amen. God wants something that's legible, something that can hear, and something that'll bring honor. Not, it doesn't have the 11th note. It doesn't have the high note in. It doesn't make it just a sound and a noise. It's something that we can use that'll change us. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs that'll bring glory to God. Amen. Things become new in our lives. So as we go full circle and we come back to James, James chapter number 1, verse 25. He said, but whoso looketh into the perfect liberty, law of liberty, and continueth therein, what is that perfect law of liberty? It's the Lord Jesus Christ and the facts that we have from the Word of God. In His death, burial, and His resurrection, in His love and His compassion, in the statements that He made that we should love each other, love our neighbor as He's loved us, and forgive each other, care for each other. Amen? But also, but whoso looketh in perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, amen, not a forgetful hearer. He said, well, we just don't hear it and just let it go. We hear it, and we allow it to change us, to manufacture in us the righteousness of Christ. Amen. He said, but a doer of the work. He said, we're not just a hearer. Amen. True liberty and true freedom comes in being a hearer and a doer. That's what makes America strong. That's what makes a true liberty and true freedom, true strength comes when we believe the truth of God. God manifests that truth to us and through us. He says, this man shall be blessed in his deed. What is his deed? Looking at perfect law of liberty? Continuing in the law of liberty? Hearing, praise God, and doing those things that bring glory to God. Amen. It's really not that hard. We make it far harder than it has to be. Amen. But when we just put our faith and trust in Him, we believe, we realize, praise God, we realize the facts of who Jesus Christ is and what He did for us and that we're saved through faith. Amen. Not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. The marvelous gift of God that brings perfect liberty. Amen. Perfect law of liberty to me and to you, so we can make a difference.